as you were researching stories and ideas for the Shroud Codex, did you come to any specific opinions yourself about the Shroud?
Yes, George. I really have come to the conclusion myself the Shroud is authentic, that it really is the burial cloth of Jesus Christ. And that's after lots of study. I mean, I cannot find it or figure out any other way that the image was created than through supernatural means. And as I have studied even the modern particle physics, which I bring into the story of the Shroud Codex, I think it requires an understanding of almost a burst of energy. I mean, the way this image is formed on the linen of the Shroud is so intriguing, and even the Shroud of Turin Research Project in 1978 determined it was not a painting. Now we know the image has three-dimensional holographic qualities to it. The more we learn about the Shroud, I think the more the science pushes us into the direction of supernatural causes for the image to be created. And that's my own personal conclusion. The Shroud Codex, though, very heavily debates the science. I've created some characters that are doubters. One of the key characters, a psychiatrist, is an atheist. I don't think it's necessary for a reader to come away with the conclusion that the Shroud is mystical. I think a reader can debate the issue and come to their own conclusions. But when you ask my own personal conclusion, George, it really is that the Shroud is the actual burial cloth of Jesus Christ.
Well, and your storyline, Jerry, you know, could be real. I mean, the way you weave the characters in and out of the storyline, these things could be happening out there. The debate, the question, everything.
Thank you, George. I mean, it's interesting because when the story came to me, it was almost kind of an inspiration, the whole story. I mean, I weave real characters. I mean, we'll have later tonight Barry Schwartz on. I include Barry Schwartz in the story. The John Jackson in Colorado at the Shroud Center, who created and was the primary moving force behind the 1978 Shroud of Turin exposition, he is in the novel. Real characters are in the novel. But my central character, this Father Bartholomew, who suffers a tremendous car accident and has an afterlife, a near-death experience. He sees God and comes back, decides to return with a mission to explain to the world the codex, the message that is in the Shroud. And then, as Father Bartholomew recovers, he begins to experience all of the wounds we see in the crucified man in the Shroud. He suffers the stigmata, which are the nail wounds on his wrists, begins to look like the man in the Shroud. One after the other, the scourging at the pillar, all of these manifestations Father Bartholomew begins to exhibit. And to me, that was a very real image. I mean, the idea of Father Bartholomew captivated me. It was a very real character, and I could see it happening. I tried to write the sequences of Christ's passion as if Father Bartholomew's mind tripped back and he became Christ in these sequences. And I hope it was very effective in terms of really recreating what Jesus must have gone through in his passion and death.
Let's talk about the supernatural end of this for a moment, Jerry, if we can. This person that they call Jesus, it's kind of funny. In the old days when you just said Jesus, everybody thought you were going to talk about religion.
Right.
Not anymore. This person called Jesus, who was this person?
It's a fascinating question. The record we have in the New Testament, which, of course, you know, everyone learned, you know, who went through Bible school, continues to learn. We now have a lot of historical information. There's increasingly evidence. And when you look at the Shroud, the mystical nature of what went on, how this image was created. Christ was known for the miracles that he performed in his life. But I think maybe the greatest miracle of all, the one that Easter is designed to celebrate, the resurrection, we're finding, you know, in the Shroud, the manifestations of how this image was created. It just resides on the very top fibers of the linen. And the idea in modern particle physics that we live in multiple dimensions, not just, you know, four dimensions of length, height, width, and time, but maybe as much as 10 different dimensions, parallel worlds that exist with the world that we live in. And these are real advanced scientific ideas that are actively debated in modern particle physics. So the idea that the resurrection of Jesus was a real historical event and that the Shroud of Turin is the evidence of that event, that in order to understand the resurrection, we have to decode the message in the Shroud, which is that the image were formed almost as if the body levitated and went into a burst of light, and that burst of light impressed the image upon the fibers of the linen. I mean, that is a current modern particle physics interpretation of what the Shroud of Turin may contain.
Yeah, that's what's so fascinating. When you add in real science with some of the mystical, you come across with one incredible story, which, of course, you have now, the Shroud Codex.
Right.
But it is just mind-boggling to piece this together. And, you know, when you talk about who was this man, what was he accomplishing, what did he try to say, why did it happen during this period of time when one could seem to think civilizations were truly just beginning, our modern civilizations as well. It's fascinating. It's almost like this was all done by design, doesn't it?
And almost, George, the key question that I'm exploring in the Shroud Codex is that it may take modern particle physics, it may take the most advanced ideas of multiple dimension, and that really understanding the Shroud and how the image was formed could force us into a whole new understanding of our existence today, modern people, in time and space. That, in other words, we won't comprehend the Shroud unless we really expand our ideas that we live in a multiple dimension world, parallel universes, different passages from here, the here and now, into spiritual dimensions that coexist with what we see in the physical world, that this is reality. So to understand the Shroud, we may need to have a whole new concept of our physics, of our place in the world, how we exist as human beings, and that requires a mystical understanding of these other dimensions and how they coexist with the one that we live in.
Jerry, do you think the Shroud was left behind for our purposes?
I really do, George. I mean, as I wrote the Shroud Codex, and I've created, you know, psychiatrists who looks at the issue as if the priest manifesting the Shroud were really merely disturbed and he is undergoing psychological problems which cause him to manifest all these wounds in the Shroud. But the evidence of what I'm saying in the Shroud Codex, why I called it the Shroud Codex, is that the idea of Christ having left a message 2,000 years ago, knowing that only 2,000 years today, we begin to understand that this is the physical scientific evidence of the resurrection, which invites us into a concept of a transcendent nature of our own experience and existence in the here and now.